This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, the teen in the Covington High School incident at the Lincoln Memorial, who was just badmouthed and slandered, viciously attacked all over the media, is now suing the Washington Post for $250 million for vilifying him because he is white. Wow. You know he's going to pick up at least $20 million in that one. He may be suing for $250 million, but they'll settle for $20 million. This kid's going to get rich for the rest of his life. Nicholas Sandman, 16. Seeks $250 million in damages, saying that was the amount Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com and the world's richest person who owns the Washington Post, paid for the Washington Post in 2013. The Post wrongfully targeted and bullied Nicholas because he was white. He was a white Catholic student wearing a Make America Great Again souvenir cap on a school field trip to the January 18th March for Life in Washington, D.C., the lawsuit claims. He was unexpectedly and suddenly confronted by Nathan Phillips, a known Native American activist who beat a drum and sang loudly within inches of his face. Photo went viral from the incident, and Sandman was just vilified all over the world. And it sparked outrage on social media, and they're all going to get rich now. Good for them. I think that's great. I'm just jealous that I didn't get rich. Forget the fact that I'm attacked and slandered daily in the media by liberal media. Forget that. They'll say I'm a famous guy. And they're allowed to do whatever they want and lie however they want about a famous guy. But I was attacked by the Obama IRS. I should have been able to win $1 billion from the government for targeting and persecution based on my political beliefs that were written on my tax returns. But I went to three or four lawyers, and they were all liberals, and they didn't want the case, except if I was willing to put up $500,000 of my own hard, cold American cash with no idea if you get a dime back. So if a lawyer had taken my case the way he did Nick Sandman, I could have won $1 billion. But they all said, listen, if it was a, and this is what the liberals even said, if you were attacked the same way by a private company, you'd win $20 million. But you got attacked by the President of the United States and the United States government and the IRS. And the government is protected, and they don't ever pay out in lawsuits the way that a private company would. So it isn't worth it, our time of, as a law firm, to take a case against the government. Doesn't that just sum up everything all of us believe in as conservatives anyway? You're allowed to sue private industry, but you're not allowed to sue government because government has made itself immune from lawsuits. And even if they won, you probably get awarded a few dollars, not $1 billion or $100 million or $10 million or $1 million. Because it's government. Why do they deserve protection? Why shouldn't they be sued just like the rest of us? All right, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they've done some great things for me. Everybody watches my TV show and Newsmax sees that I've really turned the page back and look about 10, 15 years younger. And it's because of Cenogenics. It started on the day that I started with Cenogenics, which was May of last year, May of 18. If you go back and watch me on Newsmax TV in the summer of 17, I look like a different person. If you go back and look at pictures of me, I look like a different person. Look at the picture of me in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They took that in 2017. I look like a different person. I lost a lot of weight. I lost a lot of, most importantly, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? When you're swollen, you've got, I can't think of the word on a short notice, but swelling, you know. The end result is, No, that's not the word I'm looking for. Chris says bloating. No, but when a person is swollen, there's a word for it, a medical term, and I can't think of the word. But the end result is that it causes most of the problems and most of the diseases in the world today are caused by this kind of a swelling inside your body. And I had a problem with my thyroid, and it was swelling, and I was having a hard time swallowing. And from the moment that, you know, I was choking, from the hard time getting food down, from the moment Cenogenics put me on this high-protein diet and got rid of all grains, and that includes rice, I never had a problem swallowing ever again. Ever. ever again. So it's just what they did for me is amazing. The way that I look, the way that I feel, the swallowing problem gone, the thyroid problem gone, I was pre-diabetic gone. I'm living proof that 99% of all males, and I can't speak for females, I'm sure it's true of females too, but 99% of all males over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it. Call 888-YOUNGER and help them, check you out and make you young again too. 888-YOUNGER. They won't know about it. They can't help you if you don't call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenegenics.com. C-E-N-E and then Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Okay. Let's continue with what I was talking about when we ended the last segment. The Trump administration launches a global effort to decriminalize homosexuality with Richard Grenell at the helm. Highest profile openly gay person in the Trump administration, U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, is leading the effort. According to a report from NBC News, he'll be kicking off the campaign in Berlin on Tuesday evening. Oh, thank you, Michael. One of my listeners got it when I couldn't think of the word. The word for swelling is inflammation. Inflammation. Inflammation is the biggest problem. It's what causes all the problems of diseases. Everything you can name, any sort of immune disease, any sort of thyroid disease, even cancer, it's all about inflammation. And if you can reduce inflammation, it makes you a new person. It makes you young again, gets rid of the pain. And so the diet I'm eating gets rid of all inflammation. And so you can see it in my face. It's not that I've lost pounds, that I've lost inflammation in my face. You can see it on national TV. Face is thinner. Got rid of all the puffiness and inflammation. And the same thing in my thyroid. Got rid of the puffiness and the inflammation. In January, a man was publicly hanged in Iran for having gay sex. Although the decriminalization strategy is still being hashed out, officials say it's likely to include working with global organizations like the United Nations, European Union, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, as well as other countries whose laws already allow for gay rights. Other U.S. embassies and diplomatic posts throughout Europe, including a U.S. mission to the UN, are involved, as is the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. Grenell called last month's hanging of a man in Iran a wake-up call for anyone who supports basic human rights. The effort, in part, is an effort to reframe the debate about Iran as now a human rights issue. New U.S. pressure on those countries to change their laws comes as the Trump administration is working to use nascent ties between Arab nations and Israel to form a powerful axis against Iran, a strategy that dovetails with the administration's planned rollout of an ambitious plan for an Israeli-Palestinian peace. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm on Trump's side, but good luck with that. You're never going to have peace between Iran, between basically the Muslim nations and Israel. It's just never going to happen. Because they believe in their hearts that Israel and Jews have to be driven to the sea and kill them. They believe that in their hearts. And you're just not going to change that, in my opinion. But it's great that you're trying. Let's take a call. Steve in Las Vegas. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Wayne. Glad to speak to you again.
Thank you. What's your call?
Would like to speak to you about your case. Got some spare time now. I think I'd like to spend it on that. I've got one thing I want you to do, though, if possible. I got three sentences and then a quote from Vladimir Lenin, and I want you to be able to reproduce this because I think we're going to need to advertise your book. You wrote one on the Federal Reserve, right?
No, I did not. No, I mean, I have a chapter about the Federal Reserve, but I didn't write a whole book on it.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't make any difference. We'll get the guy, Creature from Jekyll Island, we'll get him on as a guest. Because I'm pretty sure this is where this quote I'm going to read, three sentences, and then Vladimir Lenin's quote comes from the Creature from Jekyll Island. Is it okay to read it?
Is it okay to read the Creature from Jekyll Island? Or just
no,
a quote from the book?
The three
sure.
Sentences in the quote.
Sure, I've read the book. Okay. I know it. I've met the man who wrote it. As a matter of fact, I was lead speaker at several conferences around the world, and he spoke at those same conferences. Go ahead.
Super. Okay, we're going to have to give Trump some aid in this because I'm sure he knows it. I'm sure it's on his agenda for the future. We're going to have to make it easier for him is what I'm thinking. And here's the quote, folks. Speaking of the Federal Reserve System, it is important to note that it is neither federal nor a reserve. And I would say probably 80-90% of your listening audience knows that. It back to the quote, it is a private cartel. As such, it is able to produce fiat currency out of thin air, loan it to the United States Treasury, and collect the interest from taxpayers in the form of income tax, parentheses, 100% of your income tax goes directly to this cartel, unquote. And the quote that ends the paragraph that I started reading you there is a quote from Vladimir Lenin. He says, the establishment of a central bank is 90%. That's 9 out of 10, folks. And it's 90% of communizing a nation. I'd like to leave you get me back to the screen, or I'll leave the office number here, the legal department, and if you'll give me a call between, say, 1 and 2 tomorrow, I'd certainly like to talk to you.
All right, great. Appreciate it, Steve. So you're an attorney? That's fantastic. I'd love to talk to you about it. Because let me tell you, we should sue the IRS for $1 billion, and I've got the proof that they came after me and targeted me because of my political beliefs. All right, by the way, this just in, Chase Bank, who has suspended the bank accounts of several conservative activists in the last week, suspends conservative Jewish activist Laura Loomer from her online banking account. Chase Bank is into censorship? Because you're a conservative, you can't have a bank account? This is what's happened to America. It's insanity. Are you out of your mind? Laura Loomer was banned from Twitter. And that's after she attacked Representative Ilhan Omar, who's a terrible person, who hates Jews, who is married to her brother, who wants to destroy Israel. I mean, you just can't believe this. Blocked from her Chase bank account, Laura Loomer. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we were mentioning as we went off for our last segment that Laura Loomer, big conservative activist, friend of the show, has had her Chase bank account suspended by Chase, and that's the third conservative activist I know of in the last week who's had their bank account suspended by Chase. Now, I think they're all going to get rich. I think if they have a brain, they're going to sue Chase for $100 million, just like this Covington kid is suing the Washington Post. All of these corporations are risking losing hundreds of millions in lawsuits. You cannot discriminate against a customer who's done nothing wrong based on their race. How could you discriminate based on the fact that they're a conservative? Or is it based on race? Is it because they're a white conservative who supports Trump? Why is that any different than Jussie Smollett with his hate crime, who hates white people who support Donald Trump, tried to slander us, smear us, destroy us? Now Chase wants to smear us and destroy us? Is Chase out of their minds? We're working on getting Laura Loomer on the show tomorrow. She wanted to come on in the next 10 minutes, but I've got my guest already set and another guest in the Newsmax hour, so I just can't do it today. But we'll have Laura Loomer on tomorrow to discuss this censorship, this Nazi behavior by corporations in the United States of America who all hate Trump because they get rich with Democrats and rhino Republicans in charge. And Trump is threatening to upset their little coffee klatch, their little booze wagon. Trump is threatening to throw it all upside their apple cart. And all of a sudden, they're not going to get as rich as they used to get. These corporations are so vicious and so disgusting. Chase should get phone calls from every one of us. Every single one of us. You want to do that? The whole conservative nation will shut Chase down. Ron Khoury is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Go get his book. Great conservative, great Republican, great American, great Las Vegan, one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas, living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey, Vegas tough guy, and former Marine from Brooklyn, who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron Khoury is so tenacious he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story and the raw story. Nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the name of his book. Raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas. Tenacity. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beat the police, he beat City Hall, he beat stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story, Hollywood now wants in. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story so good, former movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCouryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. My great friend Ron. Buy his book, Tenacity. Support good conservatives. Run away from bad corporations who want to censor conservatives. Amazing. Can you imagine hating Trump? I can't even imagine hating Trump. Because it doesn't matter. You know, I've been at corporations where the boss was a jackass. Where the boss was a jerk, where the boss was offensive, where the boss was chasing skirts, where the boss was rude, where the boss was offensive. But the company made a lot of money. He got results. I've been at companies where the sales manager is the biggest jerk you've ever met in your entire life. Screams and yells, intimidates and offends. But we got great results. And the minute you fired him and brought in somebody nice and pleasant, never raised their voice, sales cratered. Sometimes being nice doesn't work in the business world. Donald Trump isn't nice, okay? Donald Trump says whatever Donald Trump wants to say and does whatever Donald Trump wants to do, and he does whatever needs to be done to get the job done, no matter who he offends. That could be why the economy's exploding. That could be why there's millions of jobs. That could be why, unlike Obama, they're not part-time jobs, low-wage jobs, without health insurance. They're great jobs. That could be why food stamp participation has declined for 12 straight months. That could be why ISIS has been defeated. That could be why GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth is flying. All the news is great. That's why wages are up the most in 20 years. Who do you want? The boss that yells at you but makes you $300,000 a year? Or the nice, soft, politically correct liberal who's now your boss and your income goes from $300,000 to $90,000. Good luck. Let's see you pay the mortgage. Let's see you send the kids to private school. Let's see you keep making the car payments. You go from a BLW to a Yugo. I'll take the guy who offends. I'll take the guy who berates. I'll take the guy who's politically incorrect every day of the week. I'll take the guy who makes food stamp participation go down for 12 straight months. God bless Trump. God bless America. Obama, Mr. Food Stamp.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking. And we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
President Trump's reaction as attorney generals from 16 states have filed suit over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. The president is also rejecting a new report out about him allegedly asking acting former Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if a change could be made in the investigation of Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news. There's a lot of fake news out there.
Empire is reportedly cutting most scenes involving actor Jesse Smollett following the controversy in his alleged attack. The change comes after reports that Smollett may have paid two of his friends to help stage the assault. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It is a Christian health-sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. You choose. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. My only experience with them is I've saved $18,000 a year for the last 3 years. That's $54,000 over 3 years. And my son had a $2,500 dental bill. They reimbursed $2,000. And I had 3 doctor visits in 2019, all in December of last year. And all the doctors took Liberty Health Share, no fee for any of the 3. Not even a copay because they were counted as wellness visits. I guess I'm allowed 3 a year, and I took them all for the first time because I really never go to doctors. And they were all free. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyourliberty.com. That's the website, lightyourliberty.com. All right, we got our great guest who's on every Tuesday afternoon. He's with us right now, James Hurson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise. He's, of course, Hollywood and the entertainment industry. His website is jameshurson.com. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you, Wayne?
I'm good. You know, we just read a story. It's not on our list of things you and I are going to talk about, but I wanted to hit you on it because you are a law professor. The kid from Covington, Sandman, Nick Sandman, is now suing the Washington Post for $250 million because they slimed him. And he did nothing wrong in that, in that March for Life, Covington High School and Covington, Kentucky kid. What do you think about a lawsuit like that? You think he's got a chance to collect? I would think he's going to collect some really big money.
Yeah, you know, the way the law works is that newspapers, it's hard to sue them. It's extremely hard to sue them if you are a newsworthy person,
right,
meaning you're a public figure. But in this case, Nick Sandman is a private individual. He didn't seek publicity. It sought him. And I think you can argue that that's called the New York Times versus Sullivan case. It's a landmark Supreme Court case. And he's going to be able to argue that he's a private figure, and therefore his burden is less. And the Washington Post has a real problem on their hands. Also, his lawyer's Linwood, I think the guy's name is, and he is a really good lawyer in this field, and he's sent out letters to preserve evidence, even to individual celebrities for their social media posts. So he's going to have a whole series of lawsuits, probably almost as many as the lawsuits that are suing over President Trump's state of emergency, which now is 16. So there'll be something like that in Nick's case. I think it's a great thing. I'm so glad that the kid lawyered up. And it's because we have to teach the media a lesson. And they need a lesson. They've been running with fake stories for 2 years, and their sole criteria for deciding what they're going to really magnify is, does it hurt President Trump? If the answer is yes, they run with the story. That's the reason the Covington story was magnified. That's the same reason that the Jussie Smollett story was run with so quickly and spread around so fast. It's a good thing to see somebody punching back. And those kids deserve a chance to vindicate themselves in court, because their reputations were slimed to pieces by these, by both the news media and individuals on social media.
All right. What do you think, by the way, about President Trump's National Emergency Declaration? I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you. I'm the guy who invented it. I'm the guy who wrote about it in November and then handed it to President Trump. My great buddy at Mar-a-Lago handed it to President Trump. And President Trump grabbed it, put it in his breast pocket, said, I'll read it tonight. I love everything Wayne writes. And it urged him to declare a national security emergency and grab the money from the military budget. And so it's really my baby that is at the center of all this controversy. And my guess is he loses in the 9th District Court, which I predicted from day one. And then you take it to the Supreme Court, hopefully expedited. And the Supreme Court will rule in favor of this, because who else but a president would know national security? Therefore, he has every right to declare a national security emergency. What say you?
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, the strategy was inevitable. In other words, your note to him was absolutely correct. From a political point of view, the president had no choice, because this was a centerpiece promise of his campaign, and that's part of the reason the Democrats opposed it, because they wanted to hurt him politically. That's part of the reason. But in your analysis, correct, some local yokel trial judge activist with a God syndrome is going to issue an injunction. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. There's been 16 lawsuits filed. That is a trial judge in the Ninth Circuit. It'll go up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It will be affirmed, and it will go to the United States Supreme Court. It should win. There are two main reasons. First of all, there's a specific statute that Congress passed in 1976 called the National Emergencies Act. In that statute, it gives the president not only the power to declare emergencies, but the power to reprogram funds. And President Trump has that power. Then you add to that two other things. The broad powers that are granted to the president from the founding documents when it comes to people entering the country. That is basically entwined in the president's powers that the Supreme Court has said over and over again in cases, we're just not going to interfere with that. And they've turned down all kinds of cases that sought that interference. And the last thing is, in 2006, the Congress passed a specific law to authorize funds for border barriers along our southern border. And I believe that the president's lawyer is going to be able to marshal the arguments on these three things and sway at least five of the Supreme Court justices. We have to pray about Justice Roberts, who needs an exorcism because of some of the decisions that he's made recently. But, you know, I'm very hopeful because the law is so strong. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, the bottom line is, Pelosi's talking about filing another lawsuit, having basically the House act as a party. I guess she's arguing that the statute gives her standing. I'm not sure if that's the case. But the reality is this opposition by the Democrat Party, by the people that are running for president, by Pelosi, by Schumer, is not because they oppose a barrier. It's because a barrier works. And they don't want it to work because they don't want to stop the mass migration of their would-be voters. That's what they're all about. And it's a power play. But the president did what he had to do, and I think his base is pleased, even though that legislation that he had to sign is filled with all kinds of objectionable stuff. But I think he did the right thing under the circumstances. He couldn't really weather another shutdown. I don't think it would be good for the economy. And he's, you know, I mean, when you talk about this being your baby, I think the President Trump views his economic accomplishments as his primary baby, as what he's going to run on. And, well, he should, because they're very formidable.
Yeah, when I went to Columbia University, you know, I graduated with Obama, class of 83, although he was never seen, ever, at Columbia by anybody. But that's a whole other story. Manchurian candidate, if there ever was one. But forget all that. The point was, we had two professors at Columbia before I got there. They left by the time I got there. But their names were Cloward and Piven, and they were a husband-wife. And they came up with a theory, which all my Columbia political science professors talked about a lot. For all four of my years, I believe there were mentions of Cloward and Piven and their theory. And the theory was America will never on its own become a socialist nation. The only way to make it a socialist welfare state is to overwhelm the system, to get everybody that you can on welfare, And eventually the system collapses, and all the businesses collapse, and the economy collapses, and all the businessmen get on their knees and beg government to save them, and then it becomes a socialist nation. That was the Cloward-Piven theory. And back then, when they invented the theory in the early 70s, nobody knew anything about mass illegal immigration. There was no mass illegal immigration. The entire Mexico was not coming here. The entire Middle East didn't want to come here. And so they didn't know anything about that. They just thought you have to make sure every American possible is on welfare, and then the system collapses and you get socialism. So my point is, I believe all of this, James Hurston, is about Cloward and Piven. They've updated Cloward and Piven for the 21st century, and they came to the conclusion that the only way to make America socialist is to overwhelm the system by leaving the border open, letting in millions of foreigners who don't know anything about American values or American exceptionalism or capitalism, and who all want welfare from cradle to grave. And they'll go vote, and they will implode the system, bankrupt the country, put the businesses out of business, make us all beg for government to save us, and we'll be a socialist nation. It's all about Cloward Piven.
We become Venezuela. The only disagreement is Ocasio-Cortez never heard of Cloward Piven.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know about it, but they've updated the theory. Trust me, they've updated the theory. She heard about it in some political science class at Boston College, and they've all upgraded the theory. That's all it comes down to. But the other answer is they're all paid off by the Mexican drug cartel. That's the other reason. Democrats are flush with money, and Republican candidates are broke. It's all about the Benjamins, baby, as Ilhan Ohan, or whatever the hell her name is, says. We'll be right back. War Now. More with James Hurston. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Alaroot, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV, my show is so popular. It's not only the most popular show on Newsmax TV, it's now run twice a day. You can watch it at 8 p.m. East Coast time, every night live, 8 p.m. East, 5 p.m. West, 7 Central. And you can watch a repeat the next day at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Central. And the show is so popular, partially because Bill O'Reilly's on it three nights a week, partially because I'm the dashing Wayne Allyn Root. But the other reason it's popular is that we're just really, really conservative. You can't get my kind of commentary on Fox News. They won't allow it anymore. I'm the real thing. I'm the real conservative. 80 million strong watching Newsmax TV, or that's how many TV sets can get. Newsmax TV is probably a better way to say it. Lots of options, but if you don't have it on your cable dial, just call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-toll-free, 500-6397. Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system, and they'll put you into the right phone number, the right department, and you tell them, I want my Newsmax TV set. I can watch Wayne Root, or I'm going to drop your cable for DirecTV or Dish TV. 844-500-6397. And if all else fails, you can watch my show every night on NewsmaxTV.com. Just go to NewsmaxTV.com, click on Watch Live Now, and we're on live on national TV on your computer. All right, let's get back to our guest, James Herson. Website jamesherson.com, our Hollywood expert. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, fantastic, Wayne.
As an entertainment kind of expert, I wanted to ask you real quick about the news that Manny Machado has been signed by the San Diego Padres for 10 years, $300 million. You know, it used to be if you won the lottery, you could win, like, you know, $50 million. And then they had that, what's that big bad lottery called, Super Lottery or Super Lotto? You could win $300 million, $500 million, they're giving away $1 billion. This guy just got rich playing baseball, $300 million to play baseball. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's the biggest contract in the history of the sport. But
of any sport, no? Of any sport, I would assume.
I imagine it is. But, you know, it is the free market. And it relates to the fact that this guy has a talent that his agent is able to market and get that kind of money. The one that bothers me recently is the report that Colin Kaepernick settled his grievance with the NFL for $80 million. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Roger Goodell's terribly destructive and stupid leadership that led to this problem. And I'm sure the owner said, let's get rid of this guy. But they're very short-sighted because what they're doing is rewarding someone who brings protests into their stadium. If they think that's going to slow it down, I think the opposite effect is going to happen. Washed-up football players are going to be coming up with ways to protest on the sidelines for years to come because of Roger Goodell.
And what's really crazy, and I mean really crazy, is that it really, the point of it all, of giving him $80 million for nothing, is that what was the point of kneeling? If black America is treated so badly, here's a black American who got $80 million for kneeling. The rest of us hate him for kneeling, and they gave him $80 million for kneeling. I think it proves blacks are not treated so terrible in the United States of America anymore, now are they?
Well, no, and you know, not that racism is completely eradicated.
No, nobody says it is, but there's plenty of racism against white people, too. There's plenty of racism against
exactly.
Everybody.
And what's happened is the Democratic Party and the left have a racist industry where they will find racism, whether it's there or not, just like they did with the Covington Catholic boy, Nick Sandman, just like they did by reporting on this now
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
The segue.
He's in a lot of trouble, huh? They're going to basically ruin his career. I mean, he's done. You know why? Because he embarrassed the liberals. He made them look like fools. So I believe they'll take it out on him and Jussie's career is over. What do you think?
I do think, well, there's a sign already. They're cutting a lot of his previously filmed
scenes.
Segments that are on that hit show Empire. And he is an embarrassment. But the other thing he is, he's a felon. Potentially, he's an alleged felon, and if the reports that we're hearing are true, he could do, if under state law, about 3 years, and he's also committed a federal crime where the postal inspectors are involved, because he sent a letter to the Empire set, according to these two Nigerian bodybuilders who look like the Pump You Up guys from Saturday Night Live, except they're black, and they say that Jussie told them that he sent this letter, and it's really dumb because it looks like a letter from a movie with the letters cut out from magazines.
Right. Wasn't that a Clint Eastwood movie? That was a Clint Eastwood movie, right? About a serial killer, and he sent letters with cut out from magazines. These guys did it at the behest, I assume, of Jussie Smollett. So now he faces postal law problems, right? This guy's got millions of legal fees. He's done.
Mail fraud.
He's done.
And
he's finished.
The false report, 3 years in jail, he's got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for 12 detectives who worked for 3 weeks.
No, his career is in tatters. No one's ever going to listen to him again. On the right, we hate him. I think he committed a hate crime is what I think. He tried to make everyone hate white people and white Republicans, white Trump supporters. But on the liberal side, he made them all look like fools. Media hates him. Everyone hates him. James Hurston, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good.